Today's Shir in Yerushalmi Sanhedrin is dedicated to the memory of Pesach Gershon ben Yisrael Fish, Olav HaShalom, and for a refuah shalema for Yosef Yisrael ben Zelda, Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. We are beginning in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the line with the words, Ad Kama Moisifin. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Begins the Gemara, Ad Kama Moisifin. The Gemara is referring back to our Mishnah, approximately eight lines from the top, where the Mishnah says, Shneim Osir Mechayvin. There, it's speaking about Dinei Nefashas, and there were 12 that say he's guilty. The Echad Osir Mezaken, there were 11 who said he's innocent. And by Dinei Nefashas, you have to have a majority of two in order to kill him. By Dinei Nefashas for Schus, you need only a majority of one. But here, in this case, there was a majority of one for Chiv. So the din is, Vafilu Esum Mishnai Mezaken Amechayman, or even if there was 22 who were Mezaka or Mechayiv, Ve'echad Oimreini Yedeya, and one says, I don't know, Yosifu Hadayonim. So in both of these cases that we mentioned, either where he said Eini Yedeya, or it was 22 to 21 Chayiv, they should add two Dayonim, and then another two Adim, if necessary. Ad Kama Moisifin, how much do you add? Shnaim, Shnaim, Ad Shem Ve'echad, two by two until you get to 71. So the Gemara now is going to focus on Dine Mominis. The Mishnah spoke about Dine Nefashis. The Gemara here will go on Dine Mominis, where also there is a necessity of a majority of one. What happens if you have two who say Zakai, but one says Eini Yodea? That is what we're going to discuss. Now we're going to have a machlokis between Atana and Rav Lo. So let us see the Gemara inside. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned, usually Tani means that we learned it in a brisa, but here it actually means a Amora taught this to us. Lema Masif and Dayanim, for what purpose do we add Dayanim? Let us see the Pnei Moshe. We're going to learn the whole sugya here according to the Pnei Moshe inside. Lema Masif and Dayanim, approximately 10 lines from where it gets very wide. Says the Pnei Moshe Kloimer, Le'inyan Mai Omru Moisif and Dayanim. Concerning what did they say to add Dayanim? Vehechu Adin Achosha Hoisifu. And what is the din after they added? Vadine Mominis Koi, as we explained in the Mishnah, it's going on Dine Mominis, because it's not a Perek Zabar, like we learned earlier in the Masechta. She'im Echad Omer Eini Yodea. If one says, I don't know, Yosifu Dayanim, they should add Dayanim. Since our Mishnah was speaking about adding, even though our Mishnah was speaking about Dinei Nefashis, Maisi Lohacha, the Gemara brings it here concerning Dinei Mominis. Now the Gemara is going to explain why you ask for more Dayanim and what happens when you ask for those more Adim. So let us see the Gemara inside. She'im Hoyu Shnayim and Rishonim Mezakim. That if two of the three said l'schus, that he's innocent, ve'echad men achroinim, and one of the two said ligmar din b'shloisha, then the halacha is that we are going with the din b'shloisha. Again, let us see the Pnei Moshe inside. She'im ho'yishnayim en rishonim mezakim. If two of the three said he's innocent, but this, which is not written in the Mishnah, ve'echad oimer eini yodea, one says I don't know. Ve'hutzchu lo'hoisav o'yishnayim. Just what, like we had by dinin nefashos, you add two. So here by dinin mominis, where there's one who says I don't know, you have to add two. Now, what was the case? Now we have five. We added two. One said eini yodea. Now, what happened to the two that we added? Ve'echad men achroinim, one of the two climber, va'achshav zeh maskim imoin. Now one of them agrees with the first two. Shalachish yosifu hayechad men achroinim gam kein oimer zakai. After they added another two, so one of those two also said that he is innocent. K'mo yashnayim rishonim, like the first two. So now we have three saying he's innocent. Va'echad men achroinim, and one of the last ones, oimer eini yodea, says I don't know. So we have three that say innocent. One of the first three says, I don't know. Then came two. One of those two said, Zakai. And the other one said Eni Yudea. So the total is three Zakai and two that are saying Eni Yudea. Says the Amora, Ligmar Adin B'Shloisha. The din is, you're Gomer with three. And we don't add anyone, as we'll see in the Pnei Moshe. Here we say that we're going to din with three who said that he's Zakai. Since we have a Roiv, three out of five, we're going with the din on their mouths. But what the Besdin said, we don't say, since one of the three said, Eni Yodea, I don't know. Come on, the lesser dummy, his vote doesn't count. V'im kein yosifoi shnayim kimetchila. They should add two like they did at the beginning. Ha'lesser, this we don't say. In other words, we don't say the last two, one of them is counted as if he's not here, and we should add another two. Ha'lesser, we don't say that. T'bitchila loy ho'yu ela shnayim b'deyachas. In the beginning, there were only two who said Zakai, who went along with one opinion. By two, you can't be going with the din. But now that we have five, so even though one of them says Eni Yudea of the two that we added, but the other one says Zakai. So now we have three that say Zakai. Now we could say three out of five, we're going with Adin Alpi Roiv. Bein Shom Rasheni Ma'achorim Chayiv. Whether one of the two last ones said he's Chayiv, even though the other three said Zakai. Bein Shom Eni Yudea, or even if one of the last two says, I don't know. Goyim Alpi Shloisha. So according to this Amora, when we have five, it's better than when we have three. Because when we have three and one says Eni Yudea, so then we're left with only two. And you can paskin a din with only two. However, if we say five, that's better because we're left with three who say Zakai. And therefore, we have three out of five, which is a rove. And a rove is three. We came to that number that we need of three. So that's better than in the first instance where we had only three and we came to the number of two. So that's why this Amora says that in this case, you're not moisiv anymore. You go with the majority of three. Let's see the words inside in the Gemara based on the Pnei Moshe's explanation. Lama Moisifin, what is the purpose of adding? Where does it lead us to? Lama Moisifin Dayanim, why do we add judges two by two? Dini Mamun is the same as Dini Nefasha. She'im Hayu Shnayim and Rishayim Mizaken. If two of the first three were Mizake, Ve'echad Menachorim, and then we added another two because one of the first three said Eni Yudea. So now we have to add two because you can't paskin the din based on two with one saying Eni Yudea. So what do we do? Ve'echad Menachorim. So the din is we add two, and if one of the last two says Zakai, but one of the last two says Eni Yudea. So Ligmar Adin B'Shloisha. Here we're better off than when there's three and only two say Zakai. Here we have five and three are saying Zakai. So there we go, Roiv, and you don't have to add any other Dayanim, Amar Rabla, but Rabla disagrees. Mekivan, Shanira Dino Ligmar Ba'arba. Since it looks like you have to end the din with four, and Garmanai Sabashlash, he argues on the Amora that says you don't have to add. He says, yes, you do have to add. What is the explanation of Rabbi Law? Let us look how the Pnei Moshe learns. And this will be in the next Divrei Hamaskel. Rabbi Law says the Pnei Moshe, six lines from the end of the wide lines, Rabla Polik, he argues, the Sphira lay, because he holds, the Kivon, Mikivon Shoisifu Oichnaim, because they added another two, Venira Adin Ligmar Barba, and it looks like the din has to be finished, has to be adjudicated with four. Because one of them was already the one who first said Eni Yudea, he's considered like he's not here. So what's left? The first two and the last two. So it looks like the din has to be Nigmar with four. V'hashta de'echad menachorim armen Yudea. Now that one of the last ones says Eni Yudea, you nami command the lesser dummy. So he also is like he's not here. Ve'en kan ela shloisha. And now there's only three. So ein goymen ha'sov shloisha. We don't end it with three. Ela yosif oid shnayim achem. You have to add another two. So in other words, the first amora held that you don't have to add because you have, at the bottom line, you have a roiv of three as opposed to the first three where you only had a roiv of two. So when there's a roiv of three, you don't have to add anything. Masha Enkin Rabloh says no. You have to add because you're starting off, it's considered with four. And just like when you have three and you're missing one, you can't end the case, so too, when you have four and you're missing one, even though you have three, you can't end the case with four missing one. This is the Pshat and Rabla according to the Pnei Moshe Mekivin, Shanira Dina Ligmar Barba. Since it looks like the din should end with four, Ein Goyim Naisav Shloisha, you're missing one. Because you should have a roiv of three out of five, and you don't have that. You only have four. So you're missing one. Just like when you're missing by three, one who said any day, so too, when you have four and you're missing one, the din cannot be adjudicated, and therefore we do have to add two. Continues the Gemara, the last line on our Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Vatishma mino. We can learn our machloik is from a Mishnah in Shvius, and we could see who the halach is like, as we'll soon see in the Pnei Moshe. Let us turn now to Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah in Shvius says, Shloisha Shadanu, three who judged the din, Umeisa Echad Mehem, and after they completed the din, one of them died. Chosman Bishnayim, so two of the Dayanim sign on this document. The Kaisen, they write, Afal pi shechasamnu b'shnayim, even though we signed with two judges, b'shloisha donenu, don't think that we judged this matter with two judges, we actually judged it with three. But one of them died, so we only wrote down the two dayanim who remained alive. Amar Rav Chagi, Masnis and Amr Kain, a Mishnah in Shriya says this, Hadayanim Chosman Boy, the Dayanim sign it, Milmata, underneath the rest of the star, Oy Ha Adam, or the Adam. Adam we know are two, so it seems to be comparing the Dayanim to the Adam. Just like the Adam, there are two Adam who sign, the same thing by the Dayanim. If one died, there are two who sign. Let us look at the Pnei Moshe at the bottom of the Lamed Beis Omid Beis. And it is five lines from the bottom. Divri Amasal Omer Rabbi Yossi Vatishma Mino Kloimer Din Pluktayu De Pligi Hochel, the machlokas that we have here, Nuchal Lifshoit Mimada Amrina Bishvias Perik Yud Alacha Beis. We can learn it from a mission in Shvias in the 10th Perik, the second mission, Rav Ba. B'shem Rabban in the Tamon, Rabba, in the name of the rabbis of over there, said the following halacha. Shloisha Shadano, three that judged a din, Umeis Echad Mehen, and one of them died, Chosman B'shnaim. So you make the chasima, you write only two judges down, they sign after the third one died, V'chosman, and they write. Afalpi, even though, as we learned on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, even though only two of us are signing, don't think that we adjudicated this case with two. We really did it with three. But we're only signing with two because one of us three was Nifter. They shouldn't make a mistake that they paskin the case with two. Alma, we see. Even though now there's no three. Since the din was adjudicated with three, that they all agreed to one halacha, or they did it with a majority. We don't say that they should add one more. Mikivan de Enel Shlaim, since they remain now with only two. Hacha Nami Kane, here also in our Shaila of Dine Mominis with three and five, that we add two to Mikivan de Yeshkan Roivla de Acha, since once you added the two extra, made it five, you have three that hold one thing. So the din is Garmer Nadin al Pi and Meshuvah Maisifin. So we paskin like those three, and we don't add any more to Hushmami no Kitana Kama Vloikarab Ilah. And therefore, we see that the halacha is like the Tanakama, and not like Rabbi Elo, who is the same as Rabbi Law. In other words, that just like in Shvius, the halacha is, although there's only two ending up, but we don't add to make three. The same thing over here, although there's only three, but we don't add any two, because we do have the three out of the five. So the halacha is like the Tanakama. The Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky Shlita takes out the word the Tishma Minah, because even though the end of both halachas are similar halacha, but there's no way that you learn one from the other. They're two different cases. And therefore he takes it out, he makes it into a separate din. But he does not say that you learn one from the other. The Gemara we just learned was a halacha in Prizbal, that the din of Prizbal in short is that if a person has a loan by someone else and Shemitah comes, so the Malva cannot collect the loan from the Lova because Shemitah is Meshamet. It absolves the Lova from paying to the Malva. So Chacham were afraid that the loaners would no longer loan money to the borrowers because they would lose their money when Shemitah came. So they instituted Prizbal, and Prizbal was that the loan would go to Bezdin, and Bezdin is exempt from the din of Shemitah. So that is the Mishnah there by concerning Prizbal, where we say that the Dayanim can sign with two, just like Adam sign by two. So the Gemara asks, well, made a midas adimi Prizbal? Do we learn dinim mominis from Prizbal? So the Gemara says, yes, ashkach tani, we found that we learned in a brisa, who lamed midas adimi Prizbal, that they did learn midas adin from Prizbal. Continues the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah that you must have a majority of two to convict him. But if you only have a majority of one for conviction, then they have to debate each other until one of those who said chayiv will change his mind and will now say zakai. Now you have 36 for zakai, 35 for chayiv, and for acquittal, it's enough to have a majority of one. So the Gemara asks the following question, what is the halacha if loira, if one of the mechayven did not change his mind? What happens to the defendant? Rabbi Yochanan is zakai. Rabbi Yochanan says the din is that he is zakai. He's innocent. We don't kill him. Rish Lakish Rami Chayiv, that in that instance, he's chayiv and we do kill him. Only Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan asked a very strong question to Rish Lakish. V'haloi zakai hu? You always need two, a majority of two to convict the defendant, that he's chayv misa. Here you only have one. So automatically, he is zakai. So how could Rish Lakish say that in that case, by loy ro is chayiv? By loy ro, it remains 36 to 35 for chayiv. That's not enough to kill him. He must have a majority of two. And this question of the Gemara is not answered. Then the Gemara has a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Lama don en elu keneged elu. When the case is 36 to 35 for Chiyuv, where, according to Rabbi Yochanan, by loy ro'o, where one side could not convince the other, so why do they battle one against the other? According to Rabbi Yochanan, 36 to 35 l'chiyuv becomes zakai automatically. So what are they judging one another against one another? They've already won the case. Those who have said innocent have won the case. So what do you have to do about? Bishlam, according to Rish Lakish, you have to battle because we want to try to sway one of those who said chayiv to the side of one of those who say zakai. And then you'll have 36 to 35 schus. And that would be exonerating the defendant. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what do you have to battle? Even if it remains 36 to 35 lechiv, he's also a zakai. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan needs the battle, shlo yireh din zeh yoytzei me'emam, that this din should not come uncertain. In other words, people don't want to see that the only reason the zakai remains zakai is because there's a special halacha by Chayiv that you need a majority of two. Now, really, he doesn't deserve to be zakai because the majority hold that he is guilty. But there's like a loophole where he's innocent because you didn't have a majority of two lechiyev. That would come out. The people would think that it's not a positive halacha that the innocent one is innocent. It would come out that this psak would emerge unclear. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan also wants a battle. Hopefully, one of the chiyuv would switch over to the group that says pater, and then it would become a clear psak with no one debating the psak. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says one should also have a battle. Otherwise, it would be an unclear psak where people would have taimas on the psak that, look, the person's really chayiv, but he was exonerated because, so to speak, of a loophole of unclarity in the psak. Once they fought with rayas one way to the other, and they tried their best to get one of the judges who say chayiv to walk over to the other side and say zakai, and they battled long in this battle, and there's no other eitzah. So then Rabbi Yochanan says, we're going to have to exonerate him because of the halacha that lechiyuv you need more than 36. You at least need a majority of two. When we have 36 to 35 lechiyuv, it's not good enough. But first we have to try to battle to make sure that people don't have tainus on the psak of Besdin. Hadron halach perek hayubayit k'naysoi, hadron halach perek hayubayit k'naysoi, hadron halach Perek Hayubayit Kenosai begins the next perek with the following Mishnah. Nigmar Din, if the din has ended and there was a psak that the defendant should receive misa, we take him out to throw rocks at him and kill him that way. Why do we start with skila? There are actually four arba misas besen. The answer is, because skila is the hardest one of all. The order is, there's a machlokes in Masechet Sanhedrin, whether skila is first or strafe is first. The we paskin skila is first, strafe is second. Herig, killing him with a sword, is third. And chenek, choking him, is the fourth one. So the mission here begins with skila. A person was oivid avodah zorah, for example, so he receives stoning. So nigmar din moitzin oisel l'soikla. That's why the Mishnah begins with skila. Ubeis haskila hayuchutz lebezdin. The base of skila was right outside the bezdin. Shenemar, the pasuk says, hoitzi es ha-mekal, take the mekal, el michutz l'machana, take him outside of the machana. The Gemara used this pasuk to teach us that he was taken out outside of the Besdin. The Echad Oimed al Pesach Besdin, there was one person who was standing by the door of the Besdin, Vasudorim Biyada, and in his hands he had flags. Vahasus, and there was a horse, Rochuk Mimenu, far from him, Kidei Sheyehei Roy Eyu, so that the horseman, the one on the horse, would be able to see the flagman, and if there was some schus to stop the killing of the defendant, then the flagman would wave his flags, and the horseman would stop the proceedings to bring death to this person. Amar echad yesh v'lamad alof schus, if somebody said, I have a schus for him, so hala meinef b'sudoran, so the man who has the flags lifts up the flags, vasus rots umamidoi, and the horseman uses the horse to quickly go and stop the proceedings, save the death of the defendant. Afiluhu omer yeshulam alatsmi schus, even if the defendant says, I can say on myself, a schus, Machzir Naisoi, we bring him back, afil arba v'chamishu pamim, even four or five times, u'bavad she'ei mamish b'dvarav, as long as his argument has some substance. Let us look in the Pnei Moshe. And the Pnei Moshe we see in the medium wide lines. It is the third wide line at the end. It says, "Umoisun leishnei tamid chachamim," which we don't have in our Mishnah or Gemara, that they would send with the defendant two tamid chachamim, sheya'ainu im yesh mamash bidvarav, that they should be ma'ayin, they should look if the defendant has some substance to what he is saying. Because then, like the Mishnah says, they would bring him back four or five times. In the Korban Eid, it says three lines before it gets wide. This means even several times. Korban Eid seems to be saying that it's more than four or five times. The Mishnah just says four or five times to say that there's many times until the Beis Din feels that he should not receive any more chances to save his life. Begins the Gemara. The Gemara is speaking now about what the Mishnah says, that we take the defendant out and he is taken to the base of Skila, which was outside of the Beis Din. Now, we have learned in another place that there is a machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim, that Rebbe says that he is taken out from the place that he is found to have done the Avera, and the Chachamim hold he is taken out from the place that he was judged for Skila. So that's a machlokes. We're going to see soon that there are psukim for each side in this machlokes. But neither Rebbe or the Chachamim are of the opinion that his death is outside the Beis Din. They both agree that it's outside of a city. The question is, which city? Is it the city where he's found to have done the Avera, or is it the city where he had the judgment? So how does it work from our mission? Our mission would seem to go not like Rebbe and not like the Chacham. Says the Gemara, Nigmar Adin Masnita, our mission, Oika Rebbe, Oika Rabbanin, is either like Rebbe or the Rabban. In other words, it's not a steer from our Mishnah. You could learn either like Rebbe or like the Rabbanan. The Mishnah says, outside of Beis Din, and both Rebbe and the Rabbanan say it's outside of a city. The Machlokes says, which city? So how could it go like Rebbe or the Rabbanan? The answer is Rebbe and the Rabbanan are speaking about a city that has Roiv Yisrael in it. That most of the people who live in the city are Jews. However, our Mishnah is speaking about where the city is Roiv Goyim. Where the city is Roiv Goyim, so then we don't take him out of the city, but we take him out of the Beis Din of the city and we give him Skila there. That's what the Gemara tells us right here, where the Gemara says, Be'ir Shel Goyim. It's speaking about where the majority of the city is one of Goyim. The Tani, where do we see this machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim? Because we learned, now the next word, they take out the word base, she'arecha. Now, we have to know, to understand this Gemara, three psukim. The first two psukim are found in Dvarim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Hay, where the Pasuk says, a person who is Oyvet Avoyt Azara, Voyt Seisa, Seisha, who, Oya Seisha, he should take out this man or this woman, Asher Asu Sadavra Razeh, who did this bad thing, El Sha'arecha, to your gates, which means the gate of this city. Es Ha'ish Oyesu Isha, you should take out the man or the woman, Skaltum Bavarim Vamesu, and you should give skill and they will die. Now, from this pasuk, it's not clear which city. Is it the city where they found him doing an Avera, or is it the city where he was judged for Skila? There's another pasuk, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Beis, an earlier pasuk than the one that we just learned. And the pasuk says, Ki yimatzei b'kirbecha, when you will find in your midst, ba'achat sha'arecha, in one of your gates, in one of the gates of the city, Asher Hashem Lekecha Nosen Loch, which Hashem gave you, Ish or Yisha, man or woman, Asher Yas Es Harab Eni Hashem, who will do what is evil in the eyes of Hashem, Elekecha, your God, Lav or Brisa, to go against the Brisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have two psukim which speak about Sharecha. Actually, there's a third pasuk, which the Gemara doesn't clearly bring down, and therefore it's not listed in the Torah or HaSholem on the side of the Gemara. The third pasuk has to do with Ki Yipolei Mimcha Davar. If something will be hidden from the Dayanim, Bein Din L'Din, and then the pasuk says, Divrei Rivois B'Sharecha, arguments in your gates, they don't know, the Sanhedrin doesn't know, so it says you should go up to the Harabayas, and you should go up and find from the Sanhedrin Agdol, you should find what the answer is to their question, which they, the lower Bezin, does not have an answer to. But that pasuk, Divrei Rivois B'Sharecha, is certainly speaking about the complexity of the din and where the defendant is being judged. So now let us learn these three psukim, how Rebbe understands the three psukim, and how the Rabbanan understand the three psukim. Says the Gemara, the Tani, we learned, She'arecha, if we take away the base, Rebbe Eimer, She'arecha Mishar Shenimtzibai. Rebbe says that She'arecha refers to the city, the gate of the city where he did the Avera, not the gate of the city where he was judged. Ata Oimer Kach, you say it's speaking about the gate of the city where he did the Avera, Yain El Bishar Shenidoinulai, or maybe it's speaking about the gate of the city where Bezdin decreed that he should die by Skila. So, no, we have a proof, according to Rebbe, that it's speaking about the city where he was found to do the Avera. Why? Because Ne'emar Kan, we find here in Pasuk, Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk, Hey, we find the words, Ki Matzei Bekir Mecha, Be'echad Sharecha, if it will be found in your midst, in one of the gates of the city. So, ma she'arecha d'amrla halon, just like the she'arecha that are said in Pasuk Beis, Perik Yudzayin Pasuk Beis, that's earlier than Perik Yudzayin Pasuk Hey. So, learn Hey from Beis. What does it say by Beis? Ki yimatze bikir b'cha ba'achat she'arecha, asher Hashem lekecha nasan l'ch, so there it says in Pasuk Beis, Ki Yimatze Bekir Becha, when they will find in your midst. So that certainly refers to the city in which he did the Yavera. So I'm going to learn Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Hey from Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Beis. Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Hey is vague. It's not clear from which gate of which city you take him out. But I can learn Perik Yudzayin Pasuk Hey from Perik Yudzayin Pasuk Beis. And then it's clear, according to Rebbe, Asher Al Ki Yimatzei Bekir Becha, it's clear that we're speaking about the city in which he did the Avera. So that is the Shita of Rebbe. However, the Rabbanan disagree. And they say, Rabbanan Amri B'Sharecha B'Shar Shanidin, but it's speaking about the gate in which he was judged, and the Bezdin came to the conclusion that he's Chayav Misa. Says the Gemara, Atoy Merkach, you say that it's speaking about the gate of the city where he was judged, Oyeinu El B'Shar Shanimtzaboy. Maybe Rebbe is correct that we learn Pasuk Hey from Pasuk Beis, the city in which he was found to have done the Avera. So the Rabbanan say, no, Ne'emar Kan B'Sharecha. It says over here by Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Hey, B'Sharecha, V'Ne'emar L'Halon, and it says over there, and we take out now, according to the Meforshim, the next words, the words of Oitzesus, Ishahu, Oya, Seishahi, El Sharecha, and rather we are speaking about the Pasuk, which we mentioned before, of Ki Yipolei Mimcha Davar, and the pasuk ends over there, Divrei Rivois B'Shorecho, words of argument in your gates, where Bezin does not know what the answer is. So clearly, we are speaking over there about Bezin, about judgments, where the Bezin doesn't know what the judgment should be, and therefore they have to go up to the Bezin HaGadol of 71. So therefore, we learn out Ma Shorecha Amar LaHalon, just like the Shorecha which is mentioned there concerning Kipali Muchadavar. So Shar Shanidin, boy, the Shar that is judged, that's where we're learning it from. Af Shorecha Amar Kan, so to the gate of the city which is mentioned here concerning stoning the defendant, it's being about Shar Shanidin, boy. So we learn Perek Yud Zayin Posuke, which is vague. It's not clear from where you take him out, which city, from the gate of the city where he did the Avera, the gate of the city where we judged him, Lamisa. So we learn out, according to Rabbanan, Perek Yitzayim Pasakeh, where it's vague, we learn it out from Divrei Rivois B'Shorecha, which is clear that we're speaking about judgment. And therefore here too, it's speaking about the gate of the city where Bezdin made a judgment that he's Chayiv Mis, he's Chayiv Skila. So this is the Machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachamim, whether he's taken out from the city where he was found, which means he was taken out where he did the Avera, or where he was judged. From our mission, it's difficult because it says not from the city. It says you take him out of Bezdin, and near Bezdin you give him skila. The answer is that's speaking about a city that most of the inhabitants of the city are goyim, and therefore you don't take him out of the gates of the city where he either did the aver or who was judged, but rather you just take him out of Bezdin itself. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said on the last line of our Mishnah, Afilu arba v'chamesh u'pamim, even four or five times, we return him, we don't kill him. If he says, even on himself, I have a schus to save my life, we return him. Afilu arba v'chamesh u'pamim, v'vad shehei mamish v'dvarv. As long as there's some substance in his words, which the two chachamim, as we learned in the Pnei Moshe, they accompany him to see if there's mamish to his words. Now, Rabbi Yochanan qualifies this. Says Rabbi Yochanan, "Bitchila, the first or second time, bein yesh mamish b'dvarav, whether there is substance, the two chacham say yes, he has a good point. We should stop the stoning. Bein lav, or even if he doesn't have substance, shayman loy, we listen to him. Bamikan ve'elach, but third, fourth, fifth time, so yes." You do return him, but that's only that if he has mamish b'dvar. Mikan v'heilach, yesh mamish b'dvar v'shoim alai, v'im lav, ain't shoim alai. So when the Mishnah said that you return him four or five times, there's a difference between one and two and three, four, five. One and two, you return him even if there's no substance. Three, four, five, you only return him if he has substance. Amri, we say, when it says at the end of the Mishnah, they're speaking about the latter times of 3, 4, 5. However, the first two times, you do not need Mamish Bidvarav. We now turn to Daf Lamed Gimel, Amid Beis. Chizki Yishol, Chizki had a question. If somebody was going out to be killed, and he became mute, Cain Anu Oimrim, do we in fact say Holoi Nishtatek, if he wouldn't have become mute, Hayuloi Lalamid Alatzmai Schus, he would have had a chance to say to everyone that he has a schus to stop his being killed. That was the question of Chizkiah. Shama Rav Yochanan, or Rav Yochanan heard Chizkiah's question, Umar and Rav Yochanan said, Ha she'ilta d'chamayra, this is the question that a donkey would ask. In other words, he belittled the question of Chizkiah. If the person didn't say before he became mute that I have a schus on myself, we don't count such a ability for the defendant to do. But what is a good question? Kaini, this is a good question. Harei shayu yotzei l'harig, if he was going out to be killed. Va'amar, and he said, yesh li l'lamed al atzmi schus. I do have a schus that I can argue for myself. And at that point, after he said, I have something that will save my life, then v'nishtatek, then he became a mute. Kein anu aimrim, do we say, if he would not have become a mute, he would have been able to have approved his words of schus upon himself. And this, Omar ha amira, this is a saying. In other words, this is a very good question. The Gemara doesn't answer the question, but at least we have something good to think about in this case, because right before he became mute, he said, I have something to say on myself to exonerate myself. Begins the next Mishnah, Lacha Beis, Imatzaloi Schus Patru. If they found the schus for him, for the defendant, they would say, go home, you're innocent. But if they did not find any schus, Yoitzli circle goes out to receive the punishment of Skila. V'hakruz Yotze, and the proclamation goes out, Lefonov in front of him, Ish Ploini, Yosef ben Ploini, the son of Yaakov, Yoitz de Lisokal, he's going out to receive Skila, Al Sha'avar Avera Ploinis, because he did that certain Avera. Uploini, Uploini Edov, and Yecheskel and Yirmiyo are the Edim who said Edis against him to bring him to receive death. V'chol Mishu, who Yedea Loishkus, anybody who knows something of merit for Yosef should say it now. Yaviv Yilamid, he should teach us what they have in the schus. Otherwise, he's going to get the skill. Begins the Gemara in Matzloit Schus. Tani, we learned. Shor Hayotzli Sokol. He did some crime for which he is to be stoned. He's going to be a Shor Haniskel. The Nimtzu Edim Zomimim, and we found out that his Edim are Zomimim, they were in a different place when the ox did an Aveira for which he was Chayv Skila. So what is the din in that case? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol HaKoidim Bo Zocha. Whoever gets to the shore first, he could be Zochah. In other words, the Baal in this case was definitely Miyayish. He made the ox Hefker, and therefore whoever gets there first, he can be Zochah in it. That is what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Resh Lakish disagrees. Resh Lakish, Hefker Tosu, no, this is a Hefker by mistake, because had he known that there were Edom Zomim, he would never have been Mafker his ox, and therefore he gets it, the owner, the previous owner gets it, and no one can be zeiche in the shor. What about if an eved did something, and he's also being taken out to be stoned, and we are not goers the next two words with Gdisha Balav, but rather we're goers what it says in the brackets, V'nimtzu Edo Zayman. We find the same thing as by the shore. We find that the Edim who said Edus that the Eved is Chayav Skila, they were Zayman. They were in a different place at the time that they say that the crime was committed. Again, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zocha La'atzmai. Here, the Eved can be Zocha his freedom to himself. The Shor, of course, cannot. But in this case, there is someone who can be Zocha the freedom to himself, and that is the Eved. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. However, Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, no, you shall tosu. Again, the Bilam, if they would have known the whole scenario, if they would have known that they're Edom Zomim, they would not have been Mafker the Eved. And therefore, the Hefker does not help. It's a Hefker Batos. And who gets the Eved back? That is his previous owner. Continues the Mishnah in Halacha Gimel, Rachim Beis HaSkila Eser Amos, further from the Beis HaSkila Ten Amos, Omer Loi, we say to the defendant who's now going to be killed, Hisvade, say a vidui, confess what you have done wrong. Shekein Derech Kol HaMumsen, this is the way of all people who are going to be killed. Misvade, confess. And this does not only mean on the Avera for which he was Chayav Skila, but confess all your Averas. Whoever confesses Shekain derech kol ha'mosim mitzvadim. This is the way of all those who will receive misa, that they first confess. Shekol ha'mitzvada, whoever is mitzvada, yesh l'chelik olam haba. He has a chelik in olam haba. Shekain matzinu ba'achin. We find this by Achin, who did an aver that he took from the spoils. Yesh l'chelik olam haba. He has a chelik olam haba. Shekain matzinu ba'achin. We find by Achin. Sh'amar lo Yeshua, Yeshua said to him, Bini, my son, Simna covered l'Hashem l'kei Yisrael, give honor to Hashem, the God of Yisrael, v'ten loy toida, and be misvated to him. V'hagad noli, tell me, ma'asi, so what did you do wrong? Al t'chachet mimeni, don't withhold anything from me. V'yan ochen es Yeshua, and ochen answered Yeshua, v'yomer, and he said, Omna, it is true. Anoichi chatasu l'Hashem, I sinned to Hashem l'kei Yisrael. U'kazoyis u'kazoyis u'sisi, and this I did wrong. U'minayish and eschapaloi. How do we know that because he was misvada, he confessed, it established that he would get olam haba, because he had kapara, he had forgiveness, shenemar. The pasuk says, v'yom Yeshua. Yeshua said, ma'achatanu, that which you defiled us, you should be defiled. Yavrcha Hashem, Hashem will defile you, be'yom hazeh, on this day. Ha'yom hazeh at acher, it's on this day, now in this world, where you will be defiled. But you will not be defiled in the world to come.